Another man went down from a blow he should have seen coming a mile away, and Ryder gritted his teeth as he shook the sweat from his skin. He took a deep breath as he circled his fallen opponent, both steadying his voice and raising it so that the gathered crowd could hear his words. "The city soldiers won't be punching you in the kidneys," he told them. "They'll be stabbing you. If you're forced into close contact, you damn sure better be faster than them. It's not a suggestion. It's survival." The trainees murmured. The man on the ground looked up, and Ryder immediately wanted to unthink the word. He was barely more than a kid, one of the small-timers who'd probably been running drugs for Mac Fleming since he learned how to tie his own shoes. Too bad his predecessor hadn't been more focused on training his people. Now Ryder was stuck with them. Poor excuses for soldiers in the midst of a full-on fucking war. He helped the kid up, then slapped him on the back. "Take a break. Get some water." He nodded and jogged off toward the edge of the outdoor area they'd roped off on the loading dock of one of the smaller factories. It was small, too small for some of the exercises Ryder wanted to set up, but he didn't dare base his operations in a higher-profile target area. One good shell from the city could wipe out Sector 5's entire contribution to the rebellion. Then again, if the bastards had any shells to drop, they'd have already rained them down on the sectors like candy falling out of a fucking piñata. Ryder gestured for two more men to step forward and spar with each other, then joined Hector, his second-in-command, on the top platform of the portable stairs overlooking the dock.
"What do you think?"
"It's a damned miracle the Flemings held onto this sector so long with these kinds of people." Hector gripped the metal railing and stared down, his brows drawn together and his lips curled into a frown.
"You've got half a dozen, maybe, who wouldn't have washed out under Jim."
No, Jim Jernigan had ruled Sector 8 with iron will and a militaristic efficiency. Most people had assumed it was out of practicality. In manufacturing, order and control meant productivity. But Ryder knew the truth. Jim had spent decades readying himself for war. Ryder surveyed the scene before them, lit only by moonlight and the distant, eerie glow from the lights of the city's electrified wall.
"Jim's gone," he reminded Hector. "And this is what we have to work with. Think you can get it done?"
"How scary do I get to be?"
"As scary as you need to be to whip their asses into shape before..."
The night went black. Darkness settling over the dock like a blanket, along with an almost ethereal stillness that took Ryder a moment to process. The moment he did, he shot toward the street, with Hector hard on his heels. He skidded to a stop when he saw the scant lights scattered up and down the block, still twinkling in factory windows and apartments.
"It's just the city," he muttered.
Hector stared.
"That's not fucking possible."
"Not possible, unless you had a pet hacker in your back pocket."
"Oh, Kane,"
Ryder growled between clenched teeth.
"You think he turned the lights off?"
Hector jabbed a finger in the direction of the city.
"In Eden?"
"Yeah."
And without a word of discussion, or, shit, straight-up warning.
"Can you handle this? I need to pay the man a visit."
Hector scrubbed a hand over his face before squinting at the wall.
"Yeah, I can manage shit here. It's not like Eden's gonna have time to fuck with our western border. Not with their power down for the first time since the flares. Fuck. People in there are gonna lose their damn minds."
"Stay safe," Ryder advised. "If something does happen, you know what to do."
He strode back onto the dock, where the low murmur had risen to a frightened rumble.
"Relax," he announced. "Blackout in the city. They're getting a taste of their own medicine is all."